We now turn to Iraq. As the Iraqi army has retreated in the face of the Sunni extremist group ISIS, another army has been moving in, made up of Kurdish fighters. The Peshmerga, as they're called, have long been known for their discipline and toughness. And for including women. The BBC's Shaima Khalil is in Kurdistan and has been spending time with the women training as Peshmerga. And Shaima, what role do these women serve in the Kurdish security forces?
The unit has actually been in place since 1996, and it was put in place to help fight Saddam Hussein loyalists back in the day. Rarely have they been on the front line, but really more as backup fighters. But since the fighting started with the fighters of the Islamic State, or ISIS, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, many women have started volunteering to the unit, saying that they want to go on the front line and fight as well. So really we're seeing a hike in the number of women that want to go, and many of them have actually told me that they're quite excited to go, because not only do they want to play a role in keeping the borders of Kurdistan safe, but also they feel as women they're making a point that A, there's no difference between men and women when it comes to crucial points of history for Kurdistan, which they think this one is, but also because they feel that they want to defend other women that ISIS have attacked. As women, they understand what it's like for them, and they want to be there for them. They want to defend them.
Now, you mentioned there's a lot of pride for a lot of these women who are volunteering to be in this unit, partly to make a point, we're women, we can do this, and challenging the whole ISIS philosophy around women. But is that the reason Kurdistan has a female unit? I mean, it's not very common in the region.
There aren't many women units in the region, but I must say, comparatively speaking, Kurdistan has proved to be a very progressive region in many ways, especially when it comes to women and them being active in public life. There are women politicians here. I was speaking to a group of young women yesterday who say, compared to any other part of Iraq, this is where we feel most empowered, where we feel the safest. They were talking about starting up women organizations for business, for IT. So it's up and coming in that sense. But militarily speaking, this unit is not new. It's been around since 1996, and it was there to defend the Kurdish population against Saddam Hussein loyalists back then, because, you know, they had a very painful history with the Saddam Hussein government. They were badly persecuted, very, very tragic history, of course, of the attack, the chemical attack on Halabja. So it's got historical roots within the society, within the community, but of course it has come to the surface because of the latest fighting and the latest violence against ISIS.
Now, you spoke to a number of these women. One, she's a mother of three children. What did she say when you asked her why she joined?
Oh, there are many mothers. I was quite surprised, actually. I thought I would go and meet, you know, relatively young, single women who have just left school or have just graduated from college. But actually, I've met a number of mothers. And as you say, this woman who was a mother of three was a captain, actually. Her name was Captain Mujdat. And she said, look, you know, my children are quite proud of me. They're very happy. They know what I'm doing. My husband, as well, is quite proud of me. He knows that I'm going to defend the land. I also spoke to someone else called Awas. She's one of the soldiers. She's a sergeant. She's been in the force for 8 years. She's a divorced mother of two. She's got two teenage boys. And she said, they're so proud of me. And when they're old enough, they also want to fight. So a lot of support in the society, a lot of family support for these women, because people know that they're fighting a very, very tough fight. But also, in a way, they know that these are pioneers, not just in Kurdistan, but as you say, in the region.
The BBC's Shaima Khalil is in Kurdistan. Shaima, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Carol. My pleasure.